going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Cavs Heat. And it's interesting. We talked a fair amount heading into game one. We talked a little bit more heading into game two, or a little less heading into game two. I felt like it's not because of the draft. I just think the first two games let a lot of the air out of this series.
Yeah.
And, man, I got to tell you, game three just about let all the airs out of the tire on this one.
I mean, I'll be watching, but am I like, glued to the television tonight?
Yeah. Well, like, here's the thing. Like, I worried. Like, when you get in the postseason, I generally feel like you can't talk enough Cavs, because you want to be in it and you want to, you know, you want to be the guys. I don't know how much there is to analyze here. They're doing everything that you could possibly want. They are punking the Heat. And game three was honestly the best game they've played. Not Donovan's best game, but the best game they've played. And the most decisive ass kicking I've seen from this team. And you add the Darius stuff with Darius not being out there. I don't know game three could have been a more impressive performance, given that you also were going on the road and proving you could do that on the road.
Yeah, they won by 37. I mean, it was the Heat's largest loss in postseason history. It's incredible to think just how belt to ass that whole entire game went.
Yeah. And are we not serving the fans enough? And I get, but like, where's the analysis? Hey, Darius Garland, super important. You didn't need him. Hey,
super important.
Evan and Jarrett, basketball players, right?
Yeah.
Rebounds, blocks, steals.
I'd love to know what people want to do outside of just like just pom pom wave and just talk about like, hey, Nick, I think they're great at basketball.
Like, you know,
do you also think they're great at basketball?
You know what? I wasn't going to say this because I wasn't ready to say it.
Say it with your chest.
You know, I'm gonna say it with authority. All right, they're really good at basketball. It felt good.
That's a take.
It felt damn good.
But I think going out on a limb like that, I think it's worth it.
No one
and it's going to pay off for you because they're great.
No one is saying like you and I are that the Cavs are just really damn good. Nobody is.
It's good to be first to market to something here.
Yeah.
You know, it's nice.
Like everything else.
Nice to recognize that we could have that lane.
But no, I mean, like, it's interesting. Like, I'm excited about tonight's game. I'm excited for the series to be over.
I want it to be over. I think I want them to have the rest. I want them to go into the Indiana series with Darius Garland being 100%, assuming it's the Indiana series. Darius Garland being 100%, I want to put the Heat behind us. And I don't want to – by the way, even if we end it, not only is it good for Darius, but it also then wipes away any idea of somebody else potentially getting injured in a series, again, that is just wrapped up.
So I mentioned overtime with Big Weege later.
Yeah.
As a reminder, guys, we do have the Browns draft review show. Coming up at 7, Kevin Stefanski is going to join the show, so make sure you guys know we got that coming up as well.
Wouldn't it be funny if Stefanski just spent 20 minutes on Dylan Gabriel? All right, so talk about Shador, and he's like, so that Dylan Gabriel.
He's got to overcompensate tonight, right?
And go in the other direction and talk about Shador a lot?
They're like, guys, I like Dylan, let me tell you about Shador. Okay, if you hear more Shador than you do Dylan tonight, I'm going to say it was an overcorrection.
Okay, I'm prepared for that.
Because they heard a certain show talk about it.
What do you say if it's not, if that doesn't happen? Is he just really still infatuated with
then
Dylan
Kevin
Gabriel?
Just and that's really just,
and you just Kevin does not
all
care.
All about that Gabriel business
there.
There
we go.
But back to the, like, we've reached this weird point where I chastised you before game three of like, dude, no. Let's let him earn it. You know, like yeah.
I'm glad that was your recollection of how it went down, too.
Your boy doesn't forget. But no, this idea, and like game three, I was watching it, and it was on my TV. It was the predominant thing I was watching. I don't know how much I took away from that game. No, you just slaughtered them. And to me, like tonight is about just, guys, don't play with your food. Right.
Well, it would be nice to get out to another 14-5 Miami Heat start so that Charles can come on the TV and tell you the game is over and then watch the Cavs just go crazy for the remaining part of the game.
I wanted to tweet this, and of course I did not do that because I was on the phone with my best buddy in the world, and the Gardos were on the background, and the draft was on my computer screen. So I just there was too many things going on. When they started 4-5, and they weren't, and they, like Donovan was bringing the ball up the court, and if the ball came to him, he would shoot it. But by and large, Donovan was not, like, the ball was not meant to go to Donovan. Yeah. That was a, hey, we're going to see if everyone else can beat the Heat kind of game, and then that's exactly what happened. But when they were 14-5, and they were only down by 9 points, and Donovan just did not look like he was going to be a huge part of the game plan, and everybody else was getting their shots, I had the thought of, like, oh, they're going to kill them. The Cavs are going to murder.
The Cavs are going to?
Yes, because they don't.
That's funny you say that. Because
if they were so serious, if the Cavs were in any way worried, you just would have had Donovan take over the game. And at no point did they seem like that was any part of the plan.
It was funny because, again, so many things were happening at that time in Cleveland sports. Guardians on, Shador was just drafted, all these other things. And I saw so many people. Our buddy John Fanna. John was victim of this as well. John was one of the group of people after that
the
start
old
by Miami.
Fanta flip-flop.
Where he was like, I told everyone Miami was going to show up. I was some I'm paraphrasing, but I love John. It was something to that effect of like,
you knew
Miami wasn't going to lay down and die. You knew Miami was going to bring it. And then you just watched the remaining part of the basketball game, and the Cavs just, they de-pantsed them.
In one game, and really it's been about the cumulative effect of three games. In three games, I'm ready to say I'll be disappointed if they don't get the sweep tonight.
Well, there's actual things at play here, and that's why I think it's important. I think it's important for the Darius Garland rest. Yep. I also think it's important to end this series. You don't put yourself in any sort of harm's way moving forward, and no one cares. You don't need to, a gentleman's sweep isn't something you need to have happen, NBA. No one's watching this series outside of people in Cleveland. People in Miami aren't even watching this series. The get-in price was like $12 in a baggie, as I keep joking. Like, it just... It's okay to end this thing.
Oh, that was a joke. I thought that was probably real in Miami.
I mean, how many people could have gone to that game if you live in Miami? I know, the get-in price was very low, but like, you know how many things you can do in Miami outside of watch them just get destroyed by the Cavs?
Like 80 of them are just drug-related.
A lot of things.
Yes.
Even if the top 100 are all drug-related,
yep.
You got a lot of things you can do.
You can go fishing, right?
You can go to the beach.
You can go... to a Marlins game.
I don't even know that Pat Riley was in attendance. Actually, Shakira was in attendance for that game.
I did know that. Turns out they got her and the Jimmy Butler divorce.
You got
Big
Shakira?
Mistake.
Well, I don't know.
I thought Shakira's rights would have transferred with Jimmy Butler. Turns out that is not a thing.
I'd rather have Shakira than Jimmy Butler in the long term.
I think everyone would.
Oh, I thought you were saying you wanted Jimmy Butler in the divorce.
No. If I'm Jimmy Butler... and Shakira stays in Miami, and I have to go to Golden State, I probably just end my little sit-in and go start playing for the Miami Heat.
Okay.
Hey, Jimmy, you can get out of here, but Shakira's got to stay. You know what? Everything I said about those hard feelings, I think we're good now. I actually really like Miami. Pat Riley's the GOAT. I'm just going to sit back over here and check it out.
What was that you said?
Check it out.
Matt, do you know what he's doing?
I'm going to giggle. I don't want to giggle on air. I'm just saying Shakira's name. Shakira. Okay. What are we doing? Come on.
Okay.
Come on now.
I'm sorry I brought up Shakira now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
I don't think it should be.
It was honestly in my things that captured my attention in that game. Shakira was top three.
She really
top three
just
on the list.
Top three. I think that's a hot take.
Might be top two. I don't know.
I'd say top one. Well done, Miami. But the other things you could do in Miami: rent a boat.
They do talk about being on boats often.
Go out to international waters, commit a crime. That's one of the things you could do.
You could. You could punch Dan Le Batard in the face, too. Like, that's an option.
That's true.
I wouldn't advise doing it, but you could do that.
Anybody from that show.
Sure.
They're just out. Like, you can find one of the...
They are in Miami.
The Codys, is that what they're called?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, sure. One of them. Father and son duo. Bam, bam. Right in a row.
Oh.
Yeah. You can... do they have a museum there? They got to have a museum right there.
What's the best museum in Miami?
Cocaine.
Do they have like a beach museum or something? Do you think they have like a narcos museum? Wouldn't that be great?
It could just
that
be like, needs to like be an on abandoned the tour. Building.
Why is that not on the tour? The Miami tour. Someone needs to create like some sort of drug narcos type tour and just watch people just they flock to it.
Wait, do we get to do the drugs while there?
Well, it's kind of like you ever do the
Royal Week,
the Anheuser-Busch tour in St. Louis. You ever do that? The beer tours.
Yeah.
At the very end of it, they give you that basically, it turns out to be a flight of beers.
Yeah, maybe that's how we end. Bag?
Yeah, maybe that's how we end this tour.
All right, guys. Here's some Molly. Here's some Bam Bam.
Different cuts. You just make sure there's no fentanyl or anything.
That's true.
Like, we're all good.
These are all pure. We Greg in accounting. He's tested them, and he seems fine.
That's actually their tagline. He seems fine.
By the way, is it bad?
That's how you end the tour.
Run out of things you can do in Miami? You can go on a boat. You can go do some drugs.
And yet, it's revered as one of the best cities in America. Although it probably won't exist 50 years from now, Nick. Miami's in a lot of problems. They're going to be underwater in 50 years. Don't buy real estate in Miami. It's not going to exist.
Or do. All right? Bet against science. I think you should bet against science.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Yeah. The Super Blue Miami Immersive Art Experiences.
Did someone send you a list of museums?
Mac might have sent it here.
All right.
Oh, what a great museum!
What is it?
Oh, boy. The Museum of S.E.X.
Oh, they have one of those in Vegas, too.
No, that's Bunny Ranch.
Oh, they have one of those, too.
Yeah, that's an immersive experience.
No, they have them both. They have them both.
You get the Perez Art Museum, Miami.
Oh, yeah. Isn't Miami the place where they sold that the banana tape to the wall for like $1 million?
I think that was also the Museum of Sex.
I do think that was Miami. Oh, jeez. He's talking downtown.
You can go to Wynwood Walls. Who don't want to go there?
So the museum seems it's not hot.
Vizcaya Museum and Gardens. You can go there.
You're not going to out-freak this freak, okay?
Crappy museum scene. But the
Lock and Load Museum.
The beaches are nice. The sun is nice. I guess why...
This is also the Museum of Sex.
It's a great museum.
No, the Lock and Load Museum.
What would you do in a museum of sex?
So
I'm not sure how this would go for you because your brain always goes to the innuendos. I don't know.
You think I would get kicked out?
I don't know what would happen. I don't know about getting kicked out, but
I think I would just.
Woman!
I think I would just strip down naked and just see where it went from there.
You know, if this sports radio thing doesn't work out because the segment's like this,
yeah.
I think you should be like a tour guide at the Museum of Sex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we're heading over to Whips and Chains here. Who wants to wear the mask?
You'd have
giggle,
all the
huh? I giggle on air.
You'd have all the fun jokes in the different spots.
Who wants to be daddy?
Unbelievable.
Making that new drop.
Will you be disappointed if the Cavs don't get the sweep tonight? And Tyler Hero makes a proclamation. You want to hear this in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, draw deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. That it's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.